Sam's Got Music News.
Powered by Lowe's.
We have a special birthday today. Let's all sing along.
It's your birthday.
Whose birthday is it?
It's Kelly Clarkson's birthday.
Aww.
She is 41 today, and she's not celebrating just by sitting at home eating cake. She has a special concert planned for tonight in L.A. called Birthday at the Belasco. Now, tickets are gone for this, and it was open to the public to come check it out. It's tonight, and she's got the new album, Chemistry, that's going to be coming out in a few weeks, and so she's going to perform the whole album before it ever hits the streets tonight at her party.
That's cool.
Bummer, I can't be there. Well, it's okay, because they're going to video it all.
Nice.
So they're going to use it for possibly a concert thing, or just use it for some of the videos for the songs when they come out.
Why not?
Okay.
Right.
So look for that. Happy birthday, by the way, to her. And Ed Sheeran, okay, he's got another song out now off his new Subtract album. It's a real banger called Boat.
Oh, I know, the more that I love, the less that I feel.
Well, that's pretty.
That's his style,
he
Sam.
He said he wrote this one by the English seaside in winter, and honestly, it's reflects the depression. That's what he said. It's the first song he wrote off of Subtract, and it's kind of set him on the road to where the whole album is.
Well, look, he's not One Direction. He's his own style. Yeah. It's okay.
And by the way,
has an Irish flavor to it.
Just a reminder that he's going to have that Disney Plus docuseries, the 4-part, that starts next week.
Oh, wait, I want to watch that.
Ed Sheeran, The Sum of It All. And this isn't just about the recording. This is about
his life.
Everything. He's a child who used to stutter. Now he fills stadiums with concert tours.
How he didn't think he would ever fit into like a pop star's life because he doesn't see himself that way.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. All right. Got a new song that is out from Luke Combs, but you will recognize the song.
You got a fast car.
Yeah.
And I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we
of course.
Everybody wants to do this song because it's so good.
Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
You got a fast car.
Hey, this sounds familiar.
Different key, the original key.
It's from his album, Getting Old, his latest album. And apparently Luke's been performing this one in concert for years and decided finally, okay, let's put it on an album and let's do it. It's got like 46 million streams right now. It's huge. The story behind it for him, he said he was 5 years old. And he and his dad used to listen to this all the time on a cassette that they had in his dad's truck. And he said that song off the whole album is the one that stuck with him all these years.
It's a great song. It stands up. And so for the public to hear someone else perform it, it gives it, we get to enjoy it again, too.
Yeah. It's iconic. I mean, and that's 1988.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Got your Hollywood Outsider. And next, what Jody brought home that's in everybody's way.
We posted a picture the other day of my cake plate. Cake platform, whatever you call it, cake stand.
Platform.
Yeah, you ought to call it a platter.
I know, it's huge, right?
It's the size of a spare tire. It's so much bigger than I thought it was going to be.
I know, that's what that, look, for all of your comments from our Facebook and Instagram page, my favorite comments are, well, I'm glad you posted this because it's not what I imagined.
Yeah.
It's not what anybody imagined.
No, I mean, I Googled it and everything I saw on Amazon, Walmart, everything was, you know, the normal cake size.
Yeah. Did you really think I was sweating the purchase of a regular cake plate?
Murphy. No, I mean, now that I've seen it and it's so big and you want to use it for charcuterie, now I get it. I think that part's cool.
You could probably hang it on the wall and use it as a gong.
Almost.
No, thanks.
Actually, I could probably, I want to try to see if I can actually make it sound like one.
No! I don't want you to do that, Murphy. You can't bang on my beautiful cake plate.
So.
Here's the deal, though. I bring it back up because it is one of those things. I think all of us have those occasions. I know I do. I saw it in a store. I immediately fell in love with it. I checked the price and I was like, okay, it's used. That's probably not a bad price. But I spent a week thinking about it. I didn't buy it. I didn't want to buy it. What do you call that?
Firsthand news.
Spontaneous, right. I wanted to think
impulse.
About
you didn't
impulse.
Want it to be impulse.
So I even in that week's time, I thought about her. I thought about her in that corner of that store, wondering if somebody else was going to pick her up. And then I also checked online for new prices. And so it was a good price. It's not a new price because, anyway, it was definitely one that was used for a big wedding cake.
Yeah.
I want to use it for whatever, to display whatever kind of foods when we have parties, whether it's just a couple of different cakes and desserts or a board. And
where are you storing this thing?
There's no place to store it. It's on the counter right now, collecting things.
It's just really big, and it's bigger than even I knew until I brought it in and put it on our bar.
What you did was smart, though. You did wait.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where you really try to decide, do I really want it?
Do I need it?
But that winds up being a double-edged sword for me. Sometimes I cool off and I'm like, okay, cool. I really don't need this. But right. Sometimes you spend that time rationalizing, mm-hmm. and it gets bigger and bigger in your head.
Better and better.
Yes.
I walked in the door of that store 1 week later. My first thing was to look to the left, which is where it was, and boom, it was there. And as soon as I saw that it was there, I could not have gone faster to go, mine!
The first clue was you went back to the store.
Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Getting you ready for Are You There, God? It's me, Margaret, in theaters this week.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
It's a movie that a lot of ladies and girls have been looking forward to. In fact, we never thought we'd get it, but the Judy Blume classic book that meant so much to every girl who read it.
Are you there, God? It's me, Margaret.
I'm here to speak to you today about your changing body.
They have really been, I've seen the trailer six times, and they've been really true to the spirit of the book, but it does have freshness. So, you know what I mean? And the soundtrack's going to be fabulous. So it's Margaret. She's like 11 years old. Her family moves her, uproots her in the middle of the most difficult time in her life. Like she's trying to understand all the things that 11-year-old kids have coming at them. Everything. Rachel McAdams is in it. She plays her mother.
Oh.
Kathy Bates is in it. She's, I want to say, the grandmother.
And wow, that's perfect.
It is. You got to watch the trailer. And introducing Abby Ryder Fortson, actress who plays Margaret. It just looks so right. And I guess the reason to celebrate it is just to remind you that the movie is landing in theaters this week. But Judy Blume is very protective of her work. The fact that this never made it to the screen until now. She wrote this book in the early 70s, and everybody approached her and wanted to make it, and she's never said yes until now. So she is feeling good, you know, felt good about it in theaters this week.
Coming up next.
Going straight to your email from our website and, of course, your comments from Facebook and Instagram.
Social Media Connect.
Love to hear from you on Instagram and Facebook. Also, you can email us anytime, murphysamandjody.com. We have one coming in from, that came in from, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Wife and I love your show. Heard you talking about last times you do things as a parent, like when we were like me telling Phoebe that she's going to be writing her own thank you notes for graduation gifts.
Yeah,
she doesn't know that yet. I haven't really talked to her.
Even really thought about the last times until we got through this. Right?
Until the last time.
Phoebe is our youngest daughter, and so
the last time I'm going to suggest she write notes. I've suggested writing thank you notes for their whole childhood.
You'll be suggesting that for a long time to come.
Well, not of them.
It's good advice.
It is good advice, but they won't take it after this. Anyway, Joe says it reminded me of a book you might want to order. Yay! I love a book recommendation. So it's called The First Book of Last Times by Ron Wiggins. It says this book came out a long time ago. We were parents when it came out, and some of the things mentioned really hit home for us, and it still rings true. Last times that he mentions will bring tears to your eyes.
I was going
to
say, this sounds like a tearjerker book.
He's not suggesting you read it, Sam. It's okay. I'll read it, and I'll let you know if it's too much for you. For your gentleness. I see it's still available on Amazon and worth every cent of the $10 they're asking. So thank you, Joe, for the recommendation.
Sweet.
There's a last time that we're going to have tonight with Phoebe. Murphy, you remember what she's doing at school?
Oh, yeah. She's doing a performance tonight. She's singing. Yeah.
On stage. It's not a, she's done theater for a long time, but tonight she's singing. You want to tell Sam what song?
Yeah, it's his classic song here. What you won't do.
Part of her jazz
she,
class.
She playing the guitar too with it, or just singing?
I think she's just singing this one.
Good question. Yeah, I think this is just singing. And she didn't realize when I said, Bobby Caldwell sings this song. He just passed away a couple of weeks ago.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, he did. He's only recently passed, so it's kind of a cool tribute. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's tonight.
The last time, Phoebes.
The last time on that stage.
Yeah.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, President Biden is expected to launch and announce his reelection campaign this week. Everybody's thinking it's going to be Tuesday, but here's what's up.
Yeah.
He gets to pick when. As of now, is expected tomorrow, video message. Mm-hmm. But several key staffing and operational decisions have not been made yet. And he's expected to put the finishing touches on all of it today. He's been at Camp David this week with First Lady Jill Biden. And so they're finishing up. And if they don't finish up by the end of today, well, it'll get pushed back.
Yeah.
Number two, the Lyrids meteor shower. Tonight is your last chance to catch it. It's been kind of bright and big all weekend. Look to the northeast, and this time you have to stay up really late between late evening and dawn for the best chance to see these rains of light. And the moon is not interfering with this one this time.
Okay. I know just a sliver.
Actually, it is. And number three, here's something you could probably have seen in the night sky. This giant animatronic dragon caught fire at Disneyland during... Not Game of Thrones dragon, but the dragon from Sleeping Beauty, which is an important part of the show. At Fantasmic, their nighttime water and fireworks show, the dragon's head caught on fire first, which was really scary, especially for the kids. And then the rest of the dragon ignited.
Anybody around them hear this?
Dracarys.
I'm sure all of the adults were saying it on the way out.
Yeah, yeah.
The crowds had to be evacuated because of wind and smoke.
Three things to know today.
So, you know, after we finished here on Friday, I went to work out, or so I thought.
Bragger.
I was going to. Yeah, but it became came to an abrupt screeching halt because when I got there, I didn't have any workout shorts. I had everything else I needed. I had my socks, I had my shirt, I had my shoes.
Even those new silver ones you bought?
Yeah. Maybe I should keep a standby pair in my car.
Yes. Yes. You should always keep backup workout clothes in a car.
Yeah. Even the silver ones?
Yeah.
At least it's something.
Well,
you already rocked those one day. Remember when you blinded everybody?
Yeah. I was really frustrated. It was just one of those days. And my bag is always packed. When I finish with the last workout, I usually pack it for the next one. So it's always there and ready to go. And instead of grabbing a pair of shorts, now here, there were a couple of thoughts that I did have, okay? So the underwear that I was wearing, it was sports underwear. It potentially could have passed for shorts.
No.
So I thought about for a second, is my t-shirt long enough?
Yes!
And then,
I'm so glad you did not.
And so, but that thought passed and I was, wait.
And then the trainer would have been, I wonder if he realizes he doesn't have pants on.
But in my bag, what had happened is instead of grabbing shorts, I had grabbed a second pair of the sports underwear.
Wow.
So for
could
a brief,
have doubled up.
Yes, that was my second thought. Briefly, it's like, well, if I wear two pair.
Briefly.
Yeah, I like the way you slipped that in.
Maybe if I wear two pair of these, it won't be obvious. And I realized I can't do
that. I'm so glad you did not do that. Because I know what a determined type person you are. You're stubborn, Murphy. So
I wanted to work out. I was ready for action.
No.
You know?
No, not in those. No, those are underwear. Women can kind of get away with a sports bra only when
working out.
They
almost look like workout tight shorts. You know what I'm saying? No. Form-fitting shorts.
They're underwear.
Yes.
The place where you work out, they don't have like a lost and found. You could have gone through and found a pair of shorts just for the day, I mean.
He wouldn't wear somebody else's shorts. You wear another man's shorts?
Not without
confirmation. For one workout in an emergency, yes.
Not without confirmation that they were clean, you know? I mean,
first of all, confirmation that they're clean over here. And emergency workout, Sam? You don't work out.
I know. There's no regular workouts for me, so there's probably not going to be an emergency workout.
So anyway,
I
got dressed. I left. I did come back and I hit the treadmill after, about an hour later.
Everybody
was gone and it was, shorts.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, what leaders need a little bit of every day.
Shorts.
To be great. If you're a leader, if you're a manager, or you're in charge of even one or two people, you're a leader. So here's something that every leader needs a little bit of every day to be better, to be great.
You're going to ask Murphy to confirm this?
I will, because Murphy is a natural leader.
Well, thank you.
You get one guess, though. One guess.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
One guess for what?
What do you think a leader needs a little bit of every day? Didn't I just
say it? They need to pay attention, number one.
Yeah, what a leader needs every day?
Yes. One thing that they need every day.
Need to do or things that they
for
need
themselves.
To, for themselves.
Probably. This is why you don't involve leaders.
I know. I should have just asked you, Sam.
I mean, I think every leader needs time to prioritize and think.
Okay, that's your answer. What about you, Sam?
I'm not a leader. I don't have an answer.
You can guess.
A leader needs love.
Oh, that's not it.
Okay.
Okay, I want to share this because I think it's important. You know, I'm a fan of this. I sent you a text last week when you were having this overwhelming day, and I sent you a text that was just a little giving me giving you a little love.
Yeah. Hey, Murphy, calm down. No.
Good leaders need recovery time every day. If you're a good leader, you disconnect from your job, from people needing you a little bit every day. It is essential to your productivity that you have recovery time.
Over the years, I've been too much of an overachiever type A type, thinking I've got to get everything done, that I'm not really good at stopping to take a breath. And you actually, if you try to plow through that and keep going without breathing for a minute, like what you're talking
about. You're less efficient.
Correct. It takes you twice, three times, four times as long to get things done.
Yeah.
Because you're not as efficient. You're fighting to try to plow through it, but that's not a good use of your energy.
I've been watching you do that for years.
I know.
It's like, stop, and you'll be better when you pick it back up.
It's the blessing and the curse of being sort of type A and wanting to get, take care of things.
Yeah.
And you almost feel like that downtime in space is something that
you could fill with something.
Right. Exactly.
I can get stuff accomplished.
Or do you feel bad about it? I never
not
feel
now.
Bad about it. I'm not
no,
a leader,
not,
though.
No, I mean, I understand it. I honestly, it's taken me this long to really kind of understand that.
Good. What about you, Sam? Do you believe that? Get it?
It's necessary, but I do feel bad that whenever I have a little space, it's like, I can do something here. Yeah. Something I've been putting off, I could do it here.
Yeah. I think that's good for leaders and for truly anybody trying to manage their day. Yeah,
it's true. See, spoken like a leader.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
Over the weekend, comedian and actor Matthew Perry from Friends was at a book festival. The LA Times Festival of Books is what it was called. And he was there like talking about his book, signing copies of Friends, Lovers, and The Big Terrible Thing.
I'm not great at the advice. Can I interest you in a sarcastic comment?
It's all about Friends, but really about his addiction. That's a book about addiction.
Very good
for
book, too.
Sure. And during this festival, when, the press would come up to him, he decided and he said he's pledged to delete in future editions of his book any insults aimed at Keanu Reeves.
Did he do that in the book multiple times or something? I didn't read the book. I'm the only one who hasn't.
Yeah. I only remember it once. But
no, there was like two or three times where he'd said it again.
Okay, well, here's what he was trying to do. He says he knows it was a stupid thing to do. He should have done self-deprecating humor instead. But what he was writing was things like, hey, it's unfair that Keanu Reeves is still a working actor while people like Heath Ledger and River Phoenix died.
Yeah.
And it was a rough thing to joke about. And then the world loves Keanu.
So he was being sarcastic, but to me, those came off as just mean.
Exactly. Yeah. And he says the reason he chose Keanu out of thin air for that joke, he's really never met him. Wait, but he lives down the street.
Okay.
So future editions, no mention of Keanu.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Parker had his play this weekend,
Sam.
I did bring him some roses, kinda. I'll explain. Man, I had a busy weekend this past weekend.
Did you know, Sam?
Maddie's prom on Saturday. Parker had his play all weekend. I went to the opening performance on Friday night.
And?
By the way, I was going to hide in the back, so there was no chance of him seeing me.
But
I walk in. It's a black box theater.
Yep.
About the size of a closet.
And I know.
Three rows.
Yeah, you're not hiding in three rows.
No,
not your height.
And so we and his mom and her family were there, so we all just
sat
on the front row.
Oh. No, you didn't have a choice, did you?
I mean, there were a couple times I had to pull my legs in because people almost stepped on me in the cast because it was that. It's
right.
Like you're in their face.
I love the black box theater experience. Taylor and Phoebe have had it in high school, too.
Maddie and I were talking, like when he comes out, he sees us, he's going to smile or do that smirk thing. And she's like, yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to laugh when I see him.
Aww.
And so sure enough, when he made his debut, by the way, Parker, props, great performance.
Nice.
I never knew he had this in him.
Sure.
He didn't look
That's exciting.
He glanced past us a couple times, but he kept character, never did smile.
Wow.
The minute he stepped on stage, though, Maddie bowed her head and started laughing. I was like, stop.
They're too close.
Stop. He's going to see you.
When you're that close to someone, it's very hard to just be an audience member.
Yeah.
That's when something is too personal. It either causes laughter or pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was hard to understand, not because of the actors, just the story. It was one of those, this is going to be a 2.5 hour performance with a 15-minute intermission. See ya!
We've been there, too.
Yeah.
When we leave the play, Murphy and I have gotten in the car, and we're like, what was that about?
Performance was great, just not sure what we would watch.
But as far as the flowers go, what I did was I went and I got some of those fake roses.
Yes.
And a bunch of the long Slim Jims.
Oh, so cute.
And some floral wire. And so I put the flowers onto the Slim Jims in a bouquet, threw some Reese's in the middle.
Oh,
and then I went and
got
a real bouquet at a store, you know, so you can get that plastic off the outside.
Yes.
And I put that around his bouquet.
Oh, wow.
Not the flowers, the plastic.
Just the plastic.
So it looked like real.
Wow, that is.
Somebody had been on Pinterest.
Yeah, Martha. Wow.
Yeah. All the moms loved it.
Did he appreciate it? Did he love it?
I don't know if he noticed what it was.
So you don't know if it's in the backseat of his car
exactly.
right now.
Exactly. I gave it to him. It's like, thanks. And he went off and took pictures and all that. So.
And that's how it goes. Yeah. Yes.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, Bed Bath & Beyond officially filed for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Saw that, did you? Yeah.
Is this the reorganization type where they will?
No. They've been trying to reorganize since January and nobody bought them. They were trying to sell. They have $5.2 billion in debt. And more debt than assets.
Liquidation sale starts Wednesday.
Liquidation sale. I know. You're going to be there if the doors open.
Actually, if you're smart, you got those 20% off coupons.
Okay.
You can only use those through tomorrow.
Thank you, Sam.
I'm just saying. We all
Someone's
have
Someone's been on top of the story.
That's right.
Sad.
You know, I mean, to me, if it's, I hate hearing this kind of stuff, but, you know, maybe they shouldn't have had the curtains on such a deep discount when Jody and I bought them 6 months ago, you know?
Number two.
That's the reason.
Let's move on. Number two, travel expected to be higher this summer, but we're all doing it. Everybody's going to travel, but we're going to pay more. Hotel rooms up 8%, but the biggest one, flights, 16% more expensive than this time yet last year. Nothing you can do about it. And if you want a new passport or need one, good luck. The State Department is getting 500,000 applications every week.
Bit of a delay.
You might not get it in time to go overseas. And number three, this weekend in Vegas was as hot as usual because of Usher's My Way show. His Vegas residency at Park MGM Hotel. Kim Kardashian was there in the audience. She had great seats, of course, and he came up and serenaded her. And by the way, in all the press he does for his show, he said he would love to be asked to do the Super Bowl halftime show.
Ooh.
He's hoping to be asked.
Three things to know today.
Murphy, you know I did grocery shopping this weekend.
Yeah.
And so I wanted you to know that I bought powdered milk.
Thankfully.
Yay. And remember what it's for.
It's for my peanut butter balls. You know what? These are the ones that they made when I was in elementary school, anyway, in the cafeteria. And they don't really.
I never had those in my cafeteria.
Well, for one thing, because of the growth in peanut allergies over the years, I don't think they serve that anymore.
I know.
But, you know, there were all sorts of little concoctions of peanut butter that my elementary school would put together, one of which was rolled into a ball.
Uh-huh. And rolled in sugar, you said?
Yeah.
Had something on the outside.
I liked it when it didn't have too much sugar on the outside, but it had a little bit of, you know.
Did you go tell the lunch ladies like you tell me?
No.
Everything?
But they would.
Murphy has never eaten anything that I have cooked in all of our years of being married that he didn't have something to say about, like, that I should have done to it.
But I like that flavor, and I've never been able to duplicate it. You know, and I didn't know how it was done. And so when I found the recipe online and said powdered milk, I said, hey, Jody, do we have any powdered milk?
And
she said, have you seen any? No. That's
not
true.
A simple yes or no.
But the recipe, we found it. It's on our website now at murphysamandjody.com. It's peanut butter, honey, and powdered milk.
Yeah.
So I have all of those things. So if you don't make any snide remarks, I might roll some balls for you tonight.
Look, I mean, I'd be happy to do that, too. I'm kind of excited about that.
And I'll bring them in.
Okay. Yeah, I want to see what these taste like.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll do that.
They also used to do their version of Rice Krispies with peanut butter and Kellogg's Product 19. I don't know why. You remember Product 19?
I remember the name of it.
I don't even actually know what was in it, but it was
19 things, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah,
great name for a cereal. What are we going to call it? Sugar O's Funny
anyway.
Product 19. The kids will eat it up. Guess who doesn't work for Kellogg's anymore?
No kidding, that guy.
Jody, I have some comments about the cake stand, too,
on
Facebook.
Beautiful.
You posted a picture of it.
It's on our Facebook
By
page.
The way, first of all, Roslyn wants to clear up some of the stand plate confusion.
Yeah, what's it okay. called?
If it sits flat to the surface of the table, it's a plate. If it has a base piece keeping the presentation area off the table, it's a stand.
That makes sense.
I think you should call yours a cake stage.
It is.
Probably because of the size.
It's big The one I bought it used at an antique store. If you buy them new, they're very expensive. I got it for a good price. It is definitely one that was used for a big wedding cake.
Yeah.
What I intend to use it for? Big charcuterie boards and big dessert boards.
Indiana says, I'm picturing cubes of cake, cheesecake, chocolate, strawberries, and raspberries. How fun.
Oh, wow. Murphy's just picturing peanut butter balls.
Man, that's a lot of peanut butter balls, too.
Okay, cool. We love hearing from you. Keep it coming anytime. MurphySamAndJody.com.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, more graduation gift ideas because it's that time of the year. Graduation gift ideas. It's that time, okay?
Yeah.
It was so cool. We did this, a week ago, and Murphy did the example of the car charger starter thing, and I was like, you know, cords and phone chargers and things for a dorm, and Sam's like, cash
is king. Cash, they can do whatever they want,
and handing them an actual instead of a gift card.
Yeah,
just every once in a while it's really cool to give them cash,
especially the $100 bill.
I know.
A lot of kids have never seen a $100 bill, much less touched one.
I know.
And when you give somebody a $100 bill.
Like, wow. Go to the bank and get a crisp one.
Yes.
Cash is king. I just like what Jody does, where if you're going to do something like a gift card, do something with it that shows thought, creativity, and a little something extra. You know, not that the money's not appreciated, but right. You know,
Sam did for Taylor. Remember a few years ago when Taylor graduated high school, what Sam did?
No, I don't remember what Sam did.
Sam gave her a gift card. I think it was Amazon.
I don't know. It might have been.
But you wrapped it.
Oh, yeah. I wrapped it in duct tape.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that it was impossible. That's right. I do remember
It was
that.
Hours later till she got to your present. You were gone by the time she got into your present.
What's the most memorable present she got?
The duct tape.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you. See, I'll be here all week.
And case in point, that's exactly what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's true. Well, let's just talk about gift cards, though. Gift cards, still the number one thing that, you know, grads like to receive. So I'll tell you the top ones. You want to guess the top ones?
Cash.
No, gift card.
Oh.
The number one still best-selling gift card.
Probably Walmart, maybe?
Number one is Amazon.
Ah.
Number two is Visa gift card.
Yeah.
That Which way, is used anywhere.
Right.
And number three is Walmart.
Yeah. Makes sense. Amazon, that makes total sense.
Other popular ones, Google Play, Disney, iTunes, and Chick-fil-A in the top 10.
Oh, yeah.
Starbucks there, too. I think that's kind of
fun, I would graduate again for Chick-fil-A.
No kidding.
From Diana, regarding the conversation about grad gifts, my go-to is luggage.
Yeah.
Because they're going places. And Mace, because I want you to be safe getting there.
Hell.
Thank you, Diana.
Yeah. Love hearing from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram, or hit us up at MurphySamAndJody.com.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Indeed.
You know, it takes a story like this, and it's a good one, and I'll get to it, to remind me that Simone Biles is retired.
Once I step onto the competition floor.
Is she really?
I mean, yeah, she's not outside of the sport. She's not doing gymnastics anymore. She retired from that part of her life, and I want to see her do it again. Anyhow, she's happy. She got married over the weekend and shared it with the world to her NFL fiance, Jonathan Owens. They started dating during COVID, and since that time, they had been inseparable. So, and she shared on Instagram, the easiest yes. Can't wait to spend forever and ever with you.
I don't know who, one of the websites I saw, I don't know who cropped the picture. They didn't do a great job because he's a football player, so 6'5" plus, and she's like 4 feet tall.
She is.
And all you saw was the top of her head and his body. I don't know what agency this was, but it's like, come on.
You couldn't see his face?
You couldn't see her.
Oh,
and they put him
just
in
top of her head and the rest of him.
It's like back out a little
bit. Yeah, or crop it better.
I will tell you this. She also explained in social media this weekend that they did a simple ceremony with only a judge to officiate to make sure that they're legally married. But their official wedding is a destination wedding ceremony somewhere beautiful in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully the photographer will get that little detail right for her ceremony. It was prom weekend for our Phoebe.
And my Maddie.
And your Maddie, Sam.
Yep.
And getting ready for prom was at our house, mm-hmm. and it was a challenge. Here's why. They usually get ready in Phoebe's room and the bathroom, and back and forth from Phoebe's room to the bathroom, but our house was hot. Because of
the air conditioning's out. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like, oh, Phoebe, I know you invited.
It wasn't like the hot place to be.
Well, it kind of is. Now, well, they always get ready at our house.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm sorry for all the 7-8 people who brought their dresses in and all their stuff in. It's like, you're going to have to go somewhere else. So the back part of the house, the family room, was cool.
Mm-hmm.
So they got ready yeah. in the family
room. There was a wedding?
They got ready in the family room, but... This is what's sad to me. I took a ton of pictures and videos. I tried to do a lot of that mm-hmm. for Phoebe and her friends and the parents. All the parents were texting me, Jody, you're going to get plenty of pictures and videos. And Murphy missed it all.
I did.
I was kind of bummed about that.
And you were at the house.
Well, I was entertaining the AC people who were proposing various things that needed to be done.
More than one.
The hot part of the house.
More than one AC person. Like, as soon as one would leave, another one would show up for
Lord.
A different quote.
That's when you know you got problems.
Murphy gets quotes.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had to because the first two were kind of unacceptable to me. So, we're going to call everybody in the city.
Tis true. Anyway, it was really cute, and the girls didn't know any different because they were back in the cool family room, and I shot as many videos and pictures as I could.
But
I shared some.
Yeah, I missed that. I didn't even realize some of the boyfriends that had shown up. I mean, it's like Jody shows me the pictures, and I'm like, when did he come in?
Yeah.
I didn't even see that.
Anyway, Sam, you went also to take pictures with Maddie?
Yeah, and I brought my Nikon this time. Just I figured, it's an occasion. You might need it. Mm-hmm. And I realized when you show up with a camera, everybody thinks you're the guy that's doing all the stuff. And it's like...
It seems official.
Yeah, and there were about 5 or 6 couples here, and it's like, oh well, he's got the camera, let him. And it's like, well, I was just
you were here
just for sport. I'm not an expert here.
Right.
So it's like, when I was done, I went home, took out all the bad pictures, and I sent them to her mom, and she distributed them to everybody.
Oh, so you should charge them.
No, I'm not charging.
That's a joke.